This morning, take your Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 10. The Gospel of Mark, chapter number 10. I want to bring a message this morning. The subject, the man who could see before he had sight. And of course, you know the story. We'll be reading it. It's the story of blind Bartimaeus. And we look at these verses together. They're found in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark and Luke. So many of the verses that we read are found in all three of the Gospels, and the fourth Gospel, of course, John, being a little bit different, does not have some of the things that the rest of the other three Gospels do have. Matthew, Mark, and Luke have many, many stories and many passages that are the same, but just gives you a different viewpoint of it. It's sort of like standing on one side of the road looking at an incident and someone standing on the other side of the road seeing the same thing, or maybe someone standing up in front looking back toward what is happening. There are different views of what takes place. And this morning I want us to read in Mark chapter number 10, and we'll begin reading in verse number 46. Mark chapter number 10, verse number 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timotheus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more in great deal, "And thou, son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good cheer," or "Be of good comfort, arise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, arose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Here is one of the great stories, incidences of the Scripture of a man being healed of blindness. We have other incidences. We have other people that have had the same ailment in their life, but this one sort of seems to stand out as one that we refer to maybe more than any of the others. There was a man that was born blind, and of course Jesus healed him of his blindness, and they asked him why he was blind. Was it because of the sin of his parents? And Jesus answered and said, "No, it's just so that the might of God might be given to and be shown to those around, that they'd know the glory of the Lord." But we find Bartimaeus here as he is sitting by the wayside. He hears that Jesus is coming by. And this story is, to me, one of a very much interesting story of much of the New Testament. He could see many things, but yet he had no sight in his eyes. He could comprehend some things, maybe that others could not, because of his sense of sight was gone, other senses has taken over. Of course, we all have friends. We know Brother Steve Allen and others that we have known down through life that have been afflicted with the blindness, and how that their senses take over and very keen and very sharp in some areas. And I believe Bartimaeus was sort of like that. I believe there's some things in his life that challenged him in that he could not see. And of course, I'm sure there was not the help that is available to today. But he also had some senses about himself that was very important to bring him to a knowledge, and here we believe and we find, to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it does not matter what kind of ailment we have or what kind of handicap, so-called, that is given to people. The most important thing is that we find out a means and a way whereby we can bring them and offer them the knowledge of Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Now, by the Scripture, we find here that Bartimaeus knew something about the Lord, because when he heard that it was Jesus, he began to cry aloud. When he heard that name, the Lord, and when he heard the name Jesus, He had heard some great things about him. He had heard maybe of some of the other miracles that had been performed. And now he says, if he can do that for others, surely he could do that for me. And so we find that we see him a man in need. And of course, Bartimaeus is a picture and a type of lost people all around this world that have a great need that they just cannot spiritually see the things that are there. But of course, when there's a need, there's always a discouragement. And the crowd that was with the Lord, they began to try to get Bartimaeus to be quiet and to sort of calm down his statements. And they were sort of standing in the way. And there's always that crowd that stands in the way of the progression of the gospel and the preaching of the Word of God. But I'm glad, thank God, Jesus was there standing to save. And he was there to do the job. He was there to take care of the need that Bartimaeus had. And so I want us to look just real quickly this morning about five things about this man that could not see physically, but he had a sense about him. A man that could see before he had physical sight. You see, physical sight is one thing, but spiritual insight is something that is totally different. Now in verse number 47, we find the verse says, "And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry aloud and say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Here we find, I believe, that Bartimaeus sensed his need. He understood that there was a need there that only Jesus could supply. And I don't know that he was really too interested in a physical or a spiritual need right now, but he knew he had a physical need. He knew that he was blind. He knew that he had an ailment about him, a handicap that he could not get around and do what he needed to do or wanted to do as other folks. And so he knew that he had a need, and he realized that Jesus could supply that very need. I'm glad this morning that when there is a need that comes my way or a need that comes your way, I'm glad Jesus can supply it. I'm glad he can fulfill it. I'm glad he can take care of every need that comes our way if we will just sense our need and know that we have need of some things in our life. The problem that many times we have, we do not realize it. We do not understand. We don't sense the need that we have. A lot of people are lost this morning because they have not come to a realization of their condition. And so therefore, if they're not lost or if they're not in their own heart and mind not condemned to devil's hell, they don't see any need of going to the Lord and having forgiveness of their sins. Because what is sin anyway? They have been told so many things that it doesn't matter, that everything is just sort of relevant to the situation. But the Scripture gives to us detail after detail of what is right and wrong, what is sinful, and what is unrighteousness. Now, Bartimaeus needed sight. His eyes were darkened. He had a sense of that need. But also, he needed more than that Jesus Christ gave him, because he needed salvation. Not only was his eyes darkened, but his heart was darkened. His heart was darkened by sin, and he was away from the Lord, and he was one that had no way of doing anything for himself unless somebody helped him. And what a pure picture that is of a lost man. He not only needed sight from his eyes, but he needed a spiritual healing of his heart. The heart is desperately wicked and is very deceivable. And the Bible says, who can know it? And the very answer of that is, I, the Lord. And thank God tonight and this morning that God knows our heart, God knows our need, and He can supply every need that we have. Bartimaeus needed sight, and God could give him that. But more importantly, he needed a heart transplant. He needed something that would change his life. No longer would he sit by the wayside because he had no eyesight, but now he was not going to have to die and go to hell because he had come in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. So he sensed his need. He saw that he had a need, and he began to cry out there in verse number 47. He began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. That's the cry of every unregenerate person that comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy. We certainly don't cry for God to give us justice. We do not say, God, would you please give me what I deserve? No, we better not do that. Because if we got what we deserved, we'd all die and go to hell never hearing the name Jesus Christ. And so we don't cry for justice. Thank God we cry for mercy. The old song that we used to sing as a group around here, when justice called, mercy answered. And thank God this morning, mercy answered my cry one day, and mercy answered your cry. And Jesus came by, and He took care of our need of a spiritual sickness and a spiritual sin. And so be it a spiritual blindness of our heart, Jesus took care of that because we said, God, have mercy on me. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So Bartimaeus, he sensed his need. He saw that he had a problem that only the Lord Jesus Christ could heal. And not only that, but he seized his opportunity. Here we find he's sitting by the wayside, the Scripture says. He's sitting there blind and he's asking alms and he's begging people to help him because they didn't have Social Security, they didn't have extra income, they didn't have the government handouts to help them. All that he could do and all that he could have is dependent upon what somebody else would do for him. And now he says, "Oh, son of David, have mercy on me." He seized the opportunity that was walking by him that day. I have seen people, and I know that you have also, that the Holy Spirit of God had gotten a hold of their heart and they would stand there under deep conviction of their sin and yet do nothing about that. They would not seize their opportunity. They would not take that opportunity that God was passing by and God was giving them. And they go their merry way without God, and then somewhere down the line we hear that they have passed away and we begin to wonder, did they ever make things right with the Lord? Only eternity will tell. I know of folks and I remember people and I've seen people literally grasping because they were not going to seize, they were not going to take the opportunity that God gave them. And they would say, "Oh, I'll do it some more convenient time. I'll do it some other time." They did not take the opportunity that was there. But here Jesus is going there on the road to Jericho, just out of Jericho. He has a great number of people following him. And here's one man sitting on the wayside or the highway side, and he hears about Jesus and he said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And so he seizes the opportunity that was given to him. Every one of us this morning that are saved, we seized an opportunity. One day the Lord came by, knocked on our heart and made us realize. One day we came to an understanding that I'm blind. I came to an understanding that I had a need. I came to realize, as Bartimaeus did, there's something missing in my life. There's something not fulfilling in my soul, and I need something for God. Oh God, would you have mercy on me? And we seized that opportunity that the Lord, in wonderful love and grace, has given to us that we'll believe upon Him. And we take that opportunity, and they charged him that he should hold his peace. They said, Bartimaeus, the Lord's busy, or there's too much going on. Don't bother him. And the Bible says he cried the more. He understood that he had a need, and he understood that only Jesus was going to be able to take care of that, and he knew that it might pass him by. This morning, anybody in this auditorium that's not saved, the opportunity to be saved might pass you by. You see, it's an important issue for folks to understand that the Lord does not have to come and call upon us. Now, I believe that nobody gets saved unless the Spirit of God calls them. Now, that's what the book says. I have a lot of preacher brethren that don't hardly agree with that, but that still doesn't change the fact of what the Word of God says, that He draws men to Him. And no man's going to come to the Father except he'd be drawn of the Holy Spirit. And just because He draws today does not mean He'll draw tomorrow. Just because He said, "Come unto me, all you labor heavy laden," today doesn't mean He'll say that next Sunday, or tomorrow, or the next day. We have no guarantees that the Lord will continue to deal with the hearts of people that are lost without God. So we find that old Bartimaeus, he knew he had a need. He couldn't see. And I believe maybe he understood also he had a spiritual need. And only the Son of David could take care of that. Wonder why he didn't call the disciples? Well, the disciples couldn't help him. Wonder why he didn't call that a lot of that crowd and say, "Take me to Jesus," because they probably couldn't do that. And so he went right to the source. And he said, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." "Oh, be quiet, Bartimaeus. Hold your peace, Bartimaeus." But if he'd have held his peace, he might have died and went to hell. If he'd have held his peace and said, "Okay, I guess he's too busy. I don't want to be a bother. I don't want to be in the way. I don't want to be a struggler. I'll just be quiet." He may have died and probably would have died and went to hell. And I'll tell you why in a minute, why he might have done that. And so we see here that Bartimaeus, he's in a mess. Our world around us this morning, brother, we're in a mess. Our friends and our neighbors, our loved ones, if they do not know God, they're in a mess. They are spiritually blind. They cannot see. And the only way they can ever have life is for them to understand there is a need out there, and there's only one person that can take care of that need, and His name is Jesus. Bartimaeus saw his need, even though he didn't have sight. Bartimaeus saw his opportunity, even though he didn't have sight. He saw that there was an opportunity, and I've got to take it. And I began to cry out, and he began to call out unto the Lord. And of course, the crowd says, "Hold your peace." But he cried the more, and a great deal. I can just imagine. In that crowd of people that was following the Lord, there's a lot of talking, a lot of chattering, a lot of things going on. But all of a sudden, the voice of one man cries out, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." "Oh, you be quiet." And louder and louder he began to cry for the Lord Jesus Christ to take note of him. Now notice verse 49. I like these first four words. "And Jesus stood still." Wonder why Jesus stopped. Now he was traveling. The scripture says here they came to Jericho. And as they went, as they were coming out of Jericho, his disciples and a great number, so they're moving. Wonder why Jesus stopped. Wonder why he stood still. Because he heard his name. He heard someone crying his name. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Now he didn't answer back to Bartimaeus. He just said, "You go get him." He commanded that he be called, and the scripture tells us here, "And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, arise. He calleth for thee." Wonder why they didn't say, "Jesus calls for you." Well, they knew he didn't have to have Jesus' name because he's already been calling on him. He'd been crying, "Thou Son of David." And there was only one person in that crowd that met that message of "Thou Son of David," and that was Jesus Christ. And so they turned to old Bartimaeus and said, "He calleth for thee." Oh, thank God, one day when Jesus calls you. Praise the Lord when He calls you, when He comes comes to your life. And here we find that old Bartimaeus has understood his need, and now he says, "Here's my opportunity." And Jesus says, "Come, bring him to me." Now notice what he does in verse number 50. "And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus." Not only did he have a sense of his need, not only did he seize his opportunity, but now he has surrendered his will. Verse 50. "He cast away his garment, rose, came to Jesus." He just did what the Lord told him to do. You know what, every one of us in here this morning, if we're saved, we just did what Jesus told us to do. Isn't it that simple? We just did. We came at His beckoning call. He called us. We came. I like the verse here where it says in this verse 50 that He cast away His garment. Oh, it's an old, probably worn out garment. Sort of like the garments of sin. Stained and tattered and torn. The struggles of life have put spots on it, and our outer garment is filthy and dirty, and we have really nothing. And I can imagine old Bartimaeus saying, I don't want to put this on to go meet the Lord. So I'll just cast it off. You know what? When Jesus calls for us, the old tattered garments of sin are no longer around. They're gone. Praise be to God. Praise the Lord. And so He cast aside His garment. I believe in typology. That's showing a casting aside of the old sin nature. And He cast it aside as we cast aside when we come to the Lord. And we come bearing nothing except ourselves and asking God to forgive us. He surrendered Himself to the Lord. Bartimaeus could have said, well, I can't get to where Jesus is. I can't see. I can't get to where He is. I have no way. But the Lord says, call. The Lord says, tell Him to come. Be of good cheer. Comfort. Be of good comfort. Rise and come. And Bartimaeus could have said, I can't make it. I can't do it. Like a lot of people, the reason they don't go to heaven is because they say, I can't live it. Nowhere in this book are we told to live it. We are told to believe it and then live for Him. But living does not make us, living right does not make us a Christian. Living right does not make us a child of God. A child of God will live right and a child of God will serve the Lord. Sure, we falter and fail, but we can do what God tells us to do, just like Bartimaeus could find his way to Jesus Christ. I have never met a blind person that could not tell you who you are just by your voice, if they've ever met you. I've tried many times. I get on the telephone, I'll call that number there in Indianapolis, and I know Steve Allen's going to answer it. And I try to disguise my voice. He said, Brother Richardson, you can't do that. Or I'll try some other way. He said, how you doing, Brother R? I said, you're such a smart aleck. They know the voice. And I'll tell you what, when he heard the voice of Jesus Christ, say, be of good comfort. Arise. Come. Immediately he cast off that old garment. He takes himself up off of the street corner and off the side of the road and he brushes himself off and he goes toward that voice. A surrender of his will and a surrender of his faith. And that one he's just cried to. Oh, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And he hears the words of the Savior to rise. He hears the words, be of good comfort. He's calling you, come on. He begins and he makes his way to the Lord. He casts away his garment. The Bible says there are garments of salvation. Isaiah tells us about the garments of salvation. Well, I'm glad we can put off the old and put on the new. I'm glad we can cast all the things behind us and put on that robe of righteousness, which is through the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? That's a strange question. Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? Didn't the Lord know? Sure, he knew. He wanted old Bartimaeus to tell him what he wanted. He longed. Bartimaeus, he longed for help, but he was helpless. He longed for hope, but he was hopeless. He longed for healing. He desired to have health. He desired to have heaven. Bartimaeus, what is it you want me to do for you? Now, he didn't stutter around and say, well, I'm not real sure. No. Notice his answer. The blind man said to him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. That's what I want. That's what I need. And so here he had surrendered his faith and surrendered his will. Now he is going to satisfy the longing of his soul. And he said, Lord, I want you to give me my sight. That's what I desire. You've asked, that's what I want. I'm helpless, I'm hopeless. I need healing, I need health. I need all those things. Lord, heal my sight. Now, he didn't do a lot of the things that modern day faith healers do. He didn't tell him to go home and plant a seed, or I guess I should say send a seed. They always tell you, if you plant a seed or send a seed of X amount of dollars, your prayers will be answered. I'm glad God doesn't deal on that level. God doesn't deal where we deal. God doesn't live where we live. And the Lord, he said, what do you want me to do for you? Oh, that I might receive my sight. And here we find that he longed for the desire to see and to have health, and no longer would he have to be helpless in his life. No longer would he be hopeless, but now he would have health and healing and strength of his body, and he could go about doing the things that everybody else did. He said, Lord, heal me. He said, I want my longing satisfied. He fills every longing of our soul. He takes care of every need that we have. The Bible says he shall give us according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He'll supply all my need. If you'll read that verse now, he'll supply all your need, singular. Doesn't say supply all your needs. He'll supply your need. Everything you need, God will supply it. Too many times we have too many wants. Old Bartimaeus, he said, Lord, I know I have a need. I know I'm blind. You've come by. That's my opportunity. I've cast away my old garment. I've come to you. I've surrendered my life. Now, Lord, would you satisfy my longing? Thank God he does. Satisfy my longing, my desire, my hopes. Verse number 52, Jesus said to him, go thy way. Wonder why the Lord didn't do something. He did. Wonder why the Lord didn't go through some big rigmarole. I don't know what kind of word that is. Don't know how you spell it, but that's a good Kentucky word. Not a good preaching word. I probably shouldn't have said that. But he went through some big rigmarole. He didn't do that. The Lord just said, go your way. Immediately, the Bible says he received his sight. Immediately. Can you imagine old Bartimaeus? He'd been blind. His life had been spent begging and desiring and wanting and depending on somebody else. He'd been in the darkness of the midnight. All of a sudden, he could see. All of a sudden, his eyes were opened and he could see the green grass and he could see the blue sky. He could see the rippling brook. He could see all the things that he'd heard, but now he puts a picture with it. And Jesus said, just go your way. What do you want me to do for you? Go your way, it's done. Well, I'm glad, thank God, that's how fast salvation is. I'm glad we don't have to hold on, hold out, and hope for. Just go your way. Believing. The Bible says of that man that had been born blind, had been that way all of his life, the Bible says he came seeing. He just came seeing. Here, Bartimaeus, he went seeing. He now can see. And he showed his experience to those around him. He didn't keep it to himself. The Bible says here, Jesus said, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Verse 43 of Luke chapter number 18 says, "And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God." So Luke gives us a little more detail. Luke's the physician. He gives a little more detail about what happened. He receives his sight and he glorifies God. And everybody that was around glorified the Lord. That crowd that said, "Be quiet, Bartimaeus," they saw the result of his faith. And now he has surrendered himself and he is showing his experience in that he followed the Lord. And as he followed, he went away praising the Lord. I doubt very seriously, you and I this morning, physically, if we were blind and Jesus came by and touched our eyes and we could heal, I doubt that we'd be too quiet. All of a sudden we can see. I doubt very seriously we'd sit and say, "Thank you, Lord." I doubt we'd say, "Praise the Lord." I'm afraid we'd be shouting the rooftop down because now we can see. But on the other side, why can't we do that? Because we can see spiritually. Bartimaeus was a man who could see without eyes that were opened. He saw his need, and that need was met in Christ. He saw his opportunity had arrived. He saw that he could not remain silent. This could be his last opportunity. And you can read your scripture. I think I'm right. I don't believe you find Jesus going back to Jericho ever again. So Bartimaeus had his opportunity. If he had not seized that opportunity, Jesus would have never passed by again. That's how important it is when the Lord calls that we ought to come. When the Lord calls, we ought to say yes. Just say yes. We never find the Lord returning back to Jericho. If Bartimaeus had not have seized his opportunity, he would have died on the side of the highway begging bread without sight. But when Jesus passed by, he said, "O thou son of David, have mercy on me." He knew his need. He saw his opportunity. He came, surrendered himself, and now he's following the Lord, praising him for all that he did. He saw it was better to follow the Lord than to follow anybody else's suggestions. Bartimaeus, be quiet. No, no, no. I'm going to follow him. Bartimaeus, you need to be quiet. He's busy. He's not too busy. "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus, shh. He cried the more. And the opportunity was passing him by. And he took it. I'm glad one day I took my opportunity. I'm glad I said yes to him one day. Now, Bartimaeus had said, "Oh, I'll do it later," it wouldn't have been later. "Oh, I'll take care of it next week. He'll come back by here. I'll take care of it later on." Been too late then. We never know when the Lord will not pass by again. He's not under any obligation to ever pass by the first time. He doesn't have to, but thank God for His love, His mercy, His care. But when he offers it, he's certainly not under obligation to ever do it again. And old Bartimaeus said, I think I'll take care of it right now. That's what we all have to come to the conclusion. I'm going to do it right now. Forget about yesterday. Forget about tomorrow. I'm going to take care of it right now. That's the way it is in everything of our life. There comes a time we have to say, "I'll do it right now. Take care of it today." It doesn't matter if it's salvation. It doesn't matter if it's surrender. It doesn't matter if it's service. It doesn't matter if it's whatever. In our personal life, there comes a time they have to do it right now. Well, Bartimaeus, come to the point. I have to do it right now. You're not going to quieten me down. You're not going to hold me down. Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. One of these days, I believe when we get to heaven, we'll meet Bartimaeus. He'll not be blind. We know him as blind Bartimaeus, but really, the end of the story, he wasn't blind ever again. Thank God we'll see him one day. No longer are we blind either. Our heart be darkened, our eyes darkened, our ears darkened to spiritual things, but thank God when Jesus passes by, he takes care of those needs. Let's stand together this morning.